This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Does anybody want to be in the Mile High Club?
I do.
Are you in it?
No.
No. Are our jobs dependent on it?
No, I just don't understand it. I consider myself a little bit adventurous when it comes to relations, but I don't understand that.
I would, but I don't want it to be on a commercial flight. Give me a private jet.
You want to be on a PJ?
Yeah,
because the only place, I mean, unless you have one of those like pod things, if you're just a commercial regular flight, it's the bathroom, and that's...
Doesn't have to be.
It does.
You can be in the seat.
Don't subject your seatmate to anything.
No, but if there's... Well, hopefully your seatmate is who you're having...
Well, there's three seats,
okay,
and then...
Okay, sometimes.
Yeah.
But if you're... the people I know who've done the Mile High Club thing... It's been a not-so-packed flight, probably international, because then it's overnight, so they turn the lights off.
Okay.
And they hand out blankets.
But still, how do you get by with that?
Because then the flight attendants are barely checking on you in the middle of the night.
But if
you
are...
And then you just kind of stay under... And you're just kind of like,
don't take the blanket. Now that I'm hearing
that's
this,
what I'm saying. That's why I don't ever take the blanket. Because the friends I've known have used the blanket. And you're just like, you don't want that blanket.
No.
You don't.
Really not the bathroom? Because I have a friend who joined the club. It was in the bathroom.
In the bathroom?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
How do you walk out casual?
Exactly.
I don't know. It was when our high school choir went to Rome. So it was an international trip.
Okay. So they are, like I said, the flight attendants are less attentive.
But there were chaperones, there were teachers, it was a whole school event, and they still somehow...
Yeah, but if she goes up to the bathroom first and chooses the one on the right, then it still shows the one on the left is unoccupied, so then he goes up a couple minutes later and goes, and then deeks into the one on the right. Nobody's keeping track.
But then you're in a airplane bathroom.
And they're small.
They are. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of room. But have you seen the toilet paper thing?
What do you mean?
There's a new thing that people are doing. Oh my God. I just wanted to talk about this other Mile High thing that's available. But you go in to the bathroom and you leave the seat up because they say put the seat down and then hit flush, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You leave the seat up, you put a tissue or a piece of toilet paper on the floor and then you hit flush and it will go, it'll suck the toilet paper
from
off the floor.
From the floor?
Yes.
What?
That's why they tell you to close the thing. Cause you've heard what it sounds like. It's like,
yeah, it's strong.
Yes. So it will so you shoot a video.
Hold
I'm
on.
Not suggesting you do this, but go to TikTok, weirdo. You go look for toilet paper bathroom suck up. Cause the person who's one of the people who's doing
it. I'm not going to be searching that.
No, but she's just sitting there and she's has the mirror and looks at herself and then looks at the thing and then hits the button. It's like, it's just gone. And it's not it's pulling the tablecloth out from underneath all the dishes. It's just
oh, wow. It makes me feel better. I always check my pockets and stuff before I flush because I'm make sure my phone didn't fall in or something because there's no getting it back once it gets...
You're right, because it is gone.
Whatever sound.
So the reason I brought up the Mile High Club, there is a company, a balloon company.
A hot air balloon company.
Yeah, so they take you up 3,000 feet, they will take you 5,280 feet if you want to be in the Mile High Club. But they have a thing, the canopy holds 10 people and the pilot is supposedly kind of behind a screen. And for $1,400, you and somebody else can go up.
Yeah.
And they know you're doing, it's not like you have to do
you
the thing
have to
you have
hide
to do
it.
On a flight.
Yeah.
They're get after it. get it done in the balloon basket.
I don't understand.
But why not? If it's something you want to check off your list.
Is that really checking it off? Like, that's, yes, you're technically a mile high, but that's not the traditional.
But it depends
on when you go back in the record books. People have joined the Mile High Club before. They had to do it the old-fashioned way.
What's the difference? I mean, is the whole point of the Mile High Club like breaking a rule? Is that the point?
I thought it was more sneaky. Because like being up in the air a mile, does that change anything?
For how things work?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I
haven't been in it.
Okay. Well, have you done anything in a mile high?
No.
Oh. Nothing?
No.
Oh.
It seems like you want the thrill of it, and if they're like, get after it, and then it's just some guy reading a book while you're...
Well, he's
like,
not... You can't see him. I don't think you can see him.
But you know he's there, right? It's like,
yeah. Yeah, exactly. So I couldn't... If I know that there's one dude there, I couldn't with a whole plane of people.
So you'd be mad that the guy's behind the screen.
Not mad, but I...
he's got his ear up to the screen, too. He's not...
No, like, they said he wears, like, headphones and the whole thing.
Yeah, earmuffs.
Yeah, he wears... Okay.
What it says.
Okay, but here's the cool part. $1,400, two people. Every additional person you want to bring is only, like, $159.
Okay.
So the question, Aaron, is... how much are you spending? $1,400? $15.59
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.